Okay. Do you remember anything about him that really shows, like, music? Like, what kind of music did you like to listen to?
Well, I remember visiting him on his boat once, and he had a Glen Campbell record, which confused me because it wasn't what I expected. But he apparently really likes the Glen Campbell. No, let's see, Kurt.
Yeah, well, I think that, I've known your dad for what, 7, 8 years now, right? And I think that his appreciation for music comes in a lot of different forms. It comes in a form of being a musician and his passion for playing music, and then a wide spectrum of a passion for listening to various kinds of music. So from a performer perspective, I'll go over to visit Dan, and you'll hear him before you see him, and he'll be twanging away an electric guitar out in the back porch, which over the water can be heard for probably 10 miles away.
Yeah.
And he's there, twanging away, doing his thing, practicing some licks. And you walk in, and it's great because you get an opportunity to observe him for a few minutes before you even notice you're there. And
Yeah.
then you kind of startle him a little bit, and you pull him out of that world. But it's clear that he's deep into his music and experimenting and trying things and trying to improve his personal skill sets, learn the instrument better. And the same thing with the piano. You find him at the piano. And so I love going over and finding him engaged in music, because I think he uses music to as a little bit of an escape, because he's got so many things that he thinks about, and music is a way that he can get into another zone where he's peaceful and he's happy and he's focused. And I think that he finds that to be a very rewarding thing for him.
I bet he does, because
Yeah.
I find that to be true myself. All this stuff that I've been working on, just ideas. Every time I get stuck, I get on, plug the guitar in, and play it. Just put the headphones on, play for a while, and think about the ideas and listen to myself. And so, I think that's probably a very
Yeah.
accurate observation
So I
of him.
think he enjoys music on that level, and I think, from the stories that he's told me, that he's done that for a long time. But I am a witness to him doing that now, and I find that that is a really a great thing to engage in. And I think he uses music, and probably will use music for the rest of his life in that way. Now, the other side of music is his as a listener, someone who engages music other people write and make. In all different formats, whether it's in his car and seeing what he's got on his latest DVD or what he tunes into on the radio. But I think that, music can be very personal in a lot of ways. And I think that music tends to make, everybody seems to have their music from a period of their time in their lives when music was really important to them. And it set up a lot of, so whether it's relationships or things in your life that you remember, and music was the backdrop. So when you hear that song, you think about that time. It's like
Yeah.
you think about when you were a kid. If you're older, you think about when you were a kid and you heard the music for the first time. And so music can be really rewarding in that regard. But I also think that the way Dan has that. He's no different than anybody else. He has, when he hears a song, it reminds him of certain times in his life. But what I think is interesting about Dan is what he does is he really spreads his wings and listens to a wide variety of music. He'll listen to
Glen
music
Campbell.
that, Glen Campbell, no. He'll listen to music that his kids listen to. He'll try to find something in there to he'll come to me with a CD and say, "Have you heard this?" or "Check this out." And it's something that's more contemporary. It's not something from the past. It's something that's new, and either something he's read about or something that he's heard that one of his kids is listening to, that he ends up liking, and ends up sharing it. So, I think one thing about Dan is that he gets to enjoy a wide spectrum of music. And I think that's cool, because some people get really locked into their music and they don't want to experiment with other things. I mean, he can go from, Frank Zappa, which he absolutely loves, that's really, on one end of the spectrum. And then he can go into something that is you know, very mellow and maybe more like a ballad type storytelling stuff that he can really appreciate. So he does have a piano solo that he could fall in love with. So I think one of the things that is really important that Dan does that most of us should consider doing, I think, is opening our minds up to music.
Yeah.
And spending more time, trying to, appreciate it on many different levels. That was one question. See how long my answer was?
That's a good one. No, it's true, though, but you're, and again, being a player, because he plays, your father plays, and that keeps you interested in music, you know, because you can, like, start out playing as a kid and then stop, and then just sort of remember that and sort of not be as open, even though you were at one time a musician. But if you keep playing, even if it's just private, you don't have to play out in a big famous band to keep playing. But if you keep playing with your instruments, playing piano and guitar, as Kurt described, then you're going to be hearing other music. You'll hear it. You'll notice it. You won't be like, what? Hip-hop? What do you mean, hip-hop? You'll be, like, out of the loop. And then when you have children who also have their own lives and their own relationship to music, as a parent, that's a big clue as to what's going on, as to what kids are relating to musically, because music is an expressive medium. You know, when Neil Diamond wrote "Raindrops Keep Falling on Your Head," an old song like that, people didn't get upset about, you gotta catch a cold walking in the rain, you know, because they understood the poetry. But then modern music might still have the same poetry but sound like it's really about killing cops or being a gangster, but it's the same poetry. Music is just an expression. It's just words and notes. It's harmless, but it's good to check it out.
Great.
What else you got? Any other questions?
You were in a band with Dad?
No, I wasn't in a band with Dad, but when Dad was growing up in Rhode Island, I was in a band that he probably knew about. You know, I think that's what he was referring to and stuff, but your dad's a Rhode Islander, right? And I went to RISD and stuff, and in the late 60s and early 70s had weird bands that were very artistic, kind of, you know, theatrical, very theatrical bands and stuff. So a lot to watch as opposed to addition to see, hearing. But that, I think that was what he was doing. But I'm also a player, and I keep playing, and I play accordion, and I played, since I was 9 years old, and I keep doing that, and I play guitar and stuff like that. And if I had a piano, I'd be doing that too. So.
I think one thing that Dan wishes that he could participate more in is being in a band. I think he wishes that he could have the time and get the right group of people together to do something on a regular basis, because I think he misses that. I think he misses that kind of jam session thing. And I think anybody who loves music and can play music has some part of them that wants that. And I think Dan wants it. And I hope he has an opportunity to engage in it, because I think it'd be a real source of enjoyment for him.
It's the best gig on the planet to be in a band on a stage playing music, because everybody's interested. The only people that come to hear you are people that are interested. You know what I mean? I mean, you've seen a band play before, right? It's kind of neat to be right there while they play.
Yeah.
And if you're the band, with people sitting there with that look on their face of, this is pretty neat to watch you play. Let alone if you're ever a rock star. I mean, then if you get to be like them, some huge rock star, then it's like out of control that way. But you don't have to be a famous band to get that, to feel that, to have that appreciation. So.
Well, that's because you touch people with music. Mm-hmm. You know, even me walking up and finding Dan on the porch playing his guitar, it's something that makes you feel good. You want to listen. Don't stop. Keep going. I'm listening. You know, that kind of thing. And you like it. And you almost hate to interrupt them, because you're appreciating the sound and the effort and the just the act of him doing that, playing the music. So it's a very powerful thing. Mm-hmm. And on a lot of different, music's very powerful, and it can really influence lives in an amazing way. And, it certainly has influenced dance. Definitely.
It can be very meditative like that. It's almost like you're seeing somebody, like you see walking up to somebody that's playing, it's like interrupting a monk. You know, yeah. There's a party that feels like this is kind of a sacred thing that's happening, because music is so primitive. Well, it's got to be coming along. I mean, the first person probably went, ooh, ooh, but then eventually somebody had to go, ooh, and start making music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's important. It's an important aspect of life, I think.
That's great.